This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, we are back. Glenn and Michael are with you on the Royal Daltons. It is 22 minutes to six.
Now, it's around about now that I get my little nap thing going because jet lag is still around.
Yes. I mean, you've only been back for less than a week.
Yeah. You know,
I've had a few weeks.
Oh, God, it gets you, doesn't it?
Yeah. So the listeners need to write in to keep you awake.
And I think maybe with some good music for the request hour.
Well, that's coming up after 6 o'clock.
That would be good. And we've got Madonna in there. There's some others.
Yeah.
But, you know, something a bit uplifting.
We've got room for plenty more. So SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Yeah. Because, but even though, like, I'd be, you know, with Rose, and we'd sort of go to the gym or whatever and come back just in time to watch the afternoon movie.
Right.
On Channel 5.
Good on it. Yes.
Channel 5 is a bit of the trashy one,
right.
You know.
Perfect.
Which has now got Neighbours and Home and Away on it.
Perfect.
We love the afternoon movie. We'd sit there at night, always not off.
Really?
And they couldn't blame jet lag after 8 weeks.
Not at all.
Just sort of, you know, I couldn't help it.
Right. So this is the time that you would normally be asleep.
I think it might be.
Well, I did ring you the day after you got, or the day that you got back around this time, and it went straight to the message.
Well, that's different.
Well,
that's
I didn't expect you to answer, but I hoped.
No, it's just a zombie.
Mm.
And Gary was asking us about, did you do loads of shopping?
Yes,
it's what you do, isn't it, when you go away?
Yes.
But it's difficult for me because I have to take Dolly with me.
Yeah.
And luggage-wise, I'm already at capacity.
Right.
They did check in on the way back and I knew that my luggage would be too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I did what everyone does.
Yes.
Lie, you know, and I said, and he said, "Are everything all right?" I said, "Well, I've left one of my bags on the train, on the underground, with my camera in it. I mean, it's not a very good camera, but I like, it's more about the memory card in it, you know," and just gave him this whole stress story and one of loss.
Oh, my gosh.
And
go on.
He said, whereabouts are you going? I said, here's my passport. I was going to, you know, to Melbourne. And, you know, he said, whereabouts did you lose? I said, I don't know. I said, I got off, because it depends what terminal you're going to.
Yeah.
I said, I got off. And he goes, because my dad works for the other. Oh, great. I couldn't get the one that didn't really give a crap and let me get away with my luggage. No, his dad. I said, I've reported it in. You're all right. Thank you very much.
My God.
He goes, now you have got too much luggage there, but I'm going to let you go. I said, thank you.
That's very strategic.
Thanks.
I'm impressed.
Well, you've got to be.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a regular traveller, you learn to lie, don't you?
Well, I wish I had learned to lie.
How did you get charged along?
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So when I left, I've got much better at travelling lightly. I don't have to take a drag outfit, so
no,
I'm normally okay.
No. Well, you always, you mind?
I have dabbled.
You borrow it when you're there.
Exactly right. But when I left Melbourne, I had 16.5 kilos.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. Exactly.
Because you're not 24 or 26.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or 30.
That's right. Yeah. I think anything under 25, and they're normally okay.
Yeah.
So
that's normally when I'm all right as well.
Anyway, so I went off there. That was great. I thought, wow, fantastic. I've got so much room for shopping.
Mm.
Then I arrived in LA and everything is so cheap there.
Mm.
And I bought shoes and
bought
jeans and I bought T-shirts. And then I got to New York and it was even better.
I know.
I have never spent... I felt like Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City. I was by myself as
well. I've got more of a vision of Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, but...
Yes.
Either way, you're out there.
Drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, exactly.
You guys
right.
work on commission, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Big mistake.
So I bought stuff and I was like, not even, I was thinking, God, I've got heaps. I've got like 10 kilos. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And so I just bought heaps of stuff. And I left New York and the lady said, so this is only the second place that I'd only been traveling for a week. She said, you're going to need to take something out of your suitcase. You are over. And I'm like, I've got 6 weeks left. Yeah. I'm traveling.
Mind you, they're the ones that you go buy stuff in because you're not really going to buy anything in Mykonos.
Well, no, but London is fantastic, as you know, well, for shopping. Yeah. And I mean, there's.
I think New York and that are better, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cheaper, anyway.
I was like, God, I don't want to be stressed about this for the rest of the trip. And so someone in Washington, D.C. said, you should send some stuff back.
Right.
And so I'm like, brilliant idea. All the stuff. I bought like lots of jumpers and jeans and shoes and stuff. I'll send it back.
I would never buy jumpers.
Well, they were good.
I know, but I mean, they're just weighty, aren't they?
Yeah. Now,
did you just meet someone at the airport and say, would you take this bag for me?
Yeah. So we took the
stuff.
I don't know
if Chappelle's listening, but you know, it doesn't work out very well.
She's going to be out soon.
She is.
We took the stuff to like a post place, right? And
probably better.
They're like, okay, so you want to send it to Australia? They're like, it's going to be expensive. Like it'll be over $100.
Right.
And I said, yeah, I expected that. That's fine. Anyway, so then
was
she...
Was it just one jumper?
It was like a box. It weighed 24 pounds.
Right.
So that was about 10 kilos.
Okay.
Anyway, so she's like, okay, she's putting it on the scale. She goes, okay, so that comes to $593. And I went...
Could you not have said you just lost your camera?
I said, what? And she goes, oh no, sorry. I forgot to add the tax.
Oh, my God.
$624 to send stuff back. All of the cheap bargains that I apparently acquired whilst...
That was by air then, was it?
Yeah, but
the other way would have been.
It didn't matter. We tried. I said, it doesn't matter when it gets back.
Right.
That was the cheapest option.
So it wasn't such a bargain, really.
No.
But probably was still good. And is it stuff that you wouldn't be able to get over here?
Yes. Kind of.
It was a beautiful black jumper.
It was amazing.
With a V-neck.
Levi's. No, I mean, it's great.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Enjoyed it.
I've loved it.
Yes. Mm. And it has arrived and didn't get lost.
Yeah, it arrived within like a week.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And are you wearing anything now? Because that looks old. Is it not? Is that new?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's very nice.
Yeah.
No, it's distressed, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it.
Nice.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, I went to America just for a week. I was catching up with some people that I did Rocky Horror with 100 years ago.
Nice.
I hadn't seen him for 8 years, and the last time was in New York.
Must have been like going into a time warp.
Well, it was lovely, is what it was. It really was. I could see what you've done there.
Yeah.
And we were going to Provincetown, which is it's sort of a few hours from Boston or a few hours from New York, and beautiful.
Right.
Amazing. You would love it.
Yeah.
This is a really bad description, but just so you've got a bit of an idea, it sort of reminded me of a very gay Murder, She Wrote, Crabapple Cove or whatever the place was called, or like an explosive Dalesford.
Okay.
You know.
Love it.
Yeah. Brilliant. Now, I knew that some of my mates, one, Daryl, he's an actor slash waiter.
Yes.
And sometimes got loads of money, sometimes hasn't.
Okay.
You know? Lisa, single mum of two. And I thought, right, I'm going to spoil my mates and I'm going to spoil myself.
Good on you.
And I thought, why not? So I changed some English pounds, changed about 1,500, which is a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Which came to over $2,000.
Wow.
And I thought, right.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, it's like do a bit of shopping.
I'm going to live it up.
I am. Anyway, so I get there. We had that what you do. And why is it when you go away, the first night, wherever you are, you've got to have a great big one.
Well, indeed. And particularly because you're thinking, I've got so much cash.
Yeah, but I mean, even if, either way, you know, you buy all your booze, you have it at home, and you have that many, you know, sensible drinking, that many vodkas and all that sort of stuff that you probably don't really remember your first night or you regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is what happened. I woke up the next day, thought, right, I'm going to go out and get some bits and pieces grocery-wise because we haven't done any of that.
Yeah.
We'd rented a house.
Oh, brilliant.
Beautiful house.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not like Jessica's from Murder, She Wrote. Really nice.
Nice.
And so I got my wallet. And there was about 1,200 missing.
Oh, my God.
From my wallet.
Oh.
Now, we had had other people in the house because it was a little bit of a party, but not wild.
Yes.
You know, nothing sexual or anything like that. And I knew that it wouldn't have been any of my mates.
Yes.
Because you just trust them, you know?
Yeah. Of course.
But I thought, great. So by the time I took out what I was going to be owing for the house.
There was some money in
there. Which made me think, I thought, shit, where is it? I didn't want to ruin everybody else's time and by going, I've been robbed.
Oh, my God, oh, my God. Yeah.
So I said to Lisa, because you've got to tell one mate, haven't you?
Yes.
And she said, look, when you left London, maybe you took it out. And I said, I don't think I did, but I don't really remember leaving London.
Right.
You know, because I'd been out all night.
Yeah.
You know, one of those.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, a friend's birthday or somebody, you know, grew an eyelash or something.
Perfect. Yeah.
And so then I thought, right, it doesn't matter. Get over it. Maybe I took it out in my bedroom. So I had a look around, turned up everything. No.
Yeah, no.
And then I carried on with the week and had a great week and just thought, oh, well, put a bit more on the credit card than I normally would have.
Yeah.
Left there. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Then went on to Brighton for Brighton Pride.
I saw
the last bit of that.
All the
that
photos,
was amazing.
Looked like a lot of fun.
And then got back from Brighton, started unpacking, flung open my suitcase, and one of my running shoes fell out, and the money rolled out of the running shoe.
You hadn't done a whole lot of running, had you?
Well, I said to Lisa, it's your bloody fault. If I'd exercised while I was over there, like we said we would, I'd have found that money.
You put it in a shoe and you didn't remember.
On the opening night, I'd got there,
and
I thought. And I must have been drunk and sensible drinking.
Mm.
And I must have thought, right, be careful. You don't want to lose all that money.
Yes. Well, you know.
Come on, Michael, put it in your shoes.
That's the only time that you are sensible.
Yeah.
That is. So what have you done? Have you still got all this American
money?
Well,
there it was, you know, 1,200.
Yes.
I couldn't remember how much was it, but it's a lot of bloody money.
Yeah.
And it meant I could have enjoyed myself more.
Yes.
And so I thought, right, well, I'll work out what to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then next day I was off to Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shopping around. This time I did, because we'd done a lot of walking, so I had my running shoes on and I put them on and thought, well, it feels a bit weird, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Then saw these other shoes and I thought, oh, they're nice.
Yep.
Took off my training shoes and $100.
Oh, my God.
Because it wasn't the inner soul, after all, that felt a bit weird. It was another 100 in there. So $1,300 were in these bloody shoes. It's ridiculous. I've shaken them every day since.
Nothing's come out?
No, nothing, no. Not
well,
them anymore.
Wouldn't it be
know?
Great if one day, you know, you're just getting changed and suddenly you find a little bit of money?
Yes. But, wow. I mean, all that money, it's unbelievable.
Wow. I'm glad you weren't robbed.
No, so was I. I felt awful for thinking I was, though.
And accusing your friends.
Looking at them and going, anyway, it's all good. Got me money.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Let me tell you, on the weekend, I went skiing.
Yes. Now, you'd been away and you got back.
Yep.
And then you thought, I'm going to go away again.
Well, so I got this invitation from my friend Eric, who said basically to send this Facebook thing out, let's go up to Harrietville, we'll hire out a bungalow. I thought, well, why not? Like, I've never been skiing before.
Right.
It's probably a good reason for that in hindsight.
I don't know what it would be.
But anyway, little did I know. I'll tell you a little about skiing a little bit later. But let me first of all tell you about the organisation that went into this weekend. So basically there were 25 guys, okay, going up skiing.
What?
Right. And so he sent out this big invitation and there was all this kind of stuff like, okay, are you coming? I need confirmation, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, yes, I'm coming. And then I was like, God, what's with like the, you know, the huge focus on, you know, trying to organize this thing. Little did I know that was nothing compared to what came after it. So once we all confirmed, there then came out this, you know, I will say a barrage of emails, messages, posts on the Facebook wall.
Like a joy event.
About details about what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd read you a few little. So one for the one that went up on the Facebook wall. For the snow, I'm thinking. Friday night, eat dinner en route. Saturday brekkie, eggs, bacon, cereal, toast, pancakes, fruit. Sunday lunch, buy your own at Hotham or Harrietville, etc., etc. Saturday night, barbecue, snags, rissoles, steaks, salads, cake / pavlova. Sunday brekkie, eggs, bacon, cereals, toast, pancakes,
oh,
fruit.
Oh, no, not even same as the other
Sunday
days.
Sunday lunch, buy your own at Hotham or Harrietville.
Oh.
Sunday dinner, Harrietville pubs or en route home. So really, you only need to get food for 2 times breakfast and 1 times dinner. Barbecue, BYO snacks and drinks. I'm happy to do grocery shopping at Coles in Brighton, then split the cost thoughts. Sounds great.
Is this Eric?
This is Eric.
Right.
Yes.
But you get on, though.
Eric's great.
He just likes to be organised.
Likes to be organised.
Well, you know, you've got to admire him because you wouldn't want to get there and be starving.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
Then the night before that we're about to go. Okay, I think this might be my last post before the weekend.
Great.
With the rain forecast, the snow on Saturday might be shitty, but temps are dropping below 0 degrees on Saturday night, so they should fire up the snowmakers overnight, making Sunday the better option for beginners, but we'll play it by ear. Then, important in capital letters. Apparently, the warm weather means more kangaroos and wombats on the move, feasting on spring shoots. So please be vigilant on the drive up, especially if you're still on the road at dusk. I suggest the front person be delegated as Roo Watcher.
Oh, no. What does he do? What job does he do?
He's a copywriter.
Oh, my word.
Rebeds. None have been assigned, although I know of two requests, one for a snoring and one for a non-snoring room. I think it's bunk singles, and the only rule that I have is that drivers get the first choice of bed.
Oh, my God. Well, he was brought up that way.
It was well organised.
And, yeah, when you're brought up that way, you've got no other option.
I tell you what.
I'm never ever late because my dad was a sergeant major in the
army.
Mm-hmm. You're never late because you worked, you know, for a fine establishment that demanded punctuality.
Definitely. Well.
Oh, I can only imagine that his mum and dad, you know, owned a travel company.
And said, go on Roo Watch.
It's great, though. But did you skied, though?
Oh, my
you?
God. Let's play this next song and I'll tell you about my at least attempts to ski.
Yeah.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Now, people who spend a lot of time with me know that I have one major weakness.
I'm going to... yes, all right. Only one?
Well, go on, you know.
No, I do balance.
Balance.
Balance is not your friend.
Never has been.
No.
I don't know that it ever will be. People tell me it can improve.
Yeah.
I've been trying. But, like my mum, like says that you didn't walk until you were like nearly 3 years of age because you just couldn't keep your balance.
And my dad's more of a mince, isn't it, really?
Apparently so.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, apparently you do need balance to be able to ski.
Yes, it definitely helps.
I knew, but nevertheless... there was this great deal on down at Mount Hotham on the weekend where beginners could sign up and for $100 you got all your ski gear, like hired, and you got a 2-hour lesson.
That's good.
I thought, well, why not?
Yeah.
And you got your entry into the thing and all this kind of stuff. It was brilliant. Anyway, so I went in there, you know, got measured up, got my ski gear, looked fantastic.
Because I saw a photo and you looked like a skier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might put one.
No.
No.
But you did look like a skier.
I'll put one up on our Facebook page.
But it's typical gay though, isn't it? To always have the best sort of outfit.
Yeah, definitely.
But not necessarily good at what it is.
Yes. Do you have this in red? Unfortunately, they didn't.
No.
Anyway, so we go out there and there's like a group of eight in the lesson. Mm-hmm. And there's this lady called Kate.
Any of your lot?
Yeah. So it was basically, there were seven of us that were all beginners and then one other person.
Oh.
Right. A girl from London, apparently. Anyway, called
Rose.
Kim.
Okay, no, Kim.
Anyway, so we start there and we're doing a little thing. She's like, okay, so, you know, lift your right foot up and just, you know, shake it all around.
Oh, no.
A bit hokey pokey.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that. And, you know, left one.
You were out already.
Move that. No, I could do that. So I'm like, oh, this is all right.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, now shuffle along to the right, shuffle along to the left. Oh, God, you guys are great at this. Yeah. Fantastic. Brilliant. Anyway, so then we like move around in the circle. We move around the other way in the circle. I mean, I won't say I was finding it easy.
No.
But I wasn't falling over.
Great.
So anyway, we then move on to the next trip where she's like, okay, we're just going to move like, you know, 2 steps forward, 2 steps back. Did that. That was all right.
God.
Again, struggling, but I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, it's my first time.
Sochi, here I come.
What can you expect?
Yeah.
That's right. So then we start going for like a little bit longer. And she's like, okay, now we'll climb to the top of this hill. And just even the whole climbing bit was just ridiculous.
Did you not go up on the lift?
Not at that point.
No.
That came later.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't get there. But anyway, so we then go like climbing. I had to climb on the thing. And then we're like, okay, so go down the thing and just go very slowly. And it was only like 5 meters. And so I'm like going slowly and then like, you know, digging the poles into the thing. And that's fine. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to add a little bit of a turn to it.
Oh.
Keep your ankles out. Okay, first try, fell over.
Ass.
completely over.
Yep.
Do you think I could get up? I had to get someone to come and help me.
Oh, no.
Second try, that's all right. And then she's like, okay, Glenn, now what you need to do is, okay, put your ankles out, like everything like that.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm like, okay,
it's behind
all right,
your
it's
ears.
All right, yeah, it's all right, it's all right. Okay, go down, go down, go down, over.
Oh, no.
Okay, Glenn, now it's all right. I mean, I think you can get this. I think you can get this.
Were you the only one on the ground?
Yes. Oh, by no. This time, everyone had already mastered this thing, right? Of, you know, and going, I don't know.
Were your mates laughing or were they?
No, they were supportive.
Oh.
I mean, I think they could probably. I tried not to be overtly frustrated.
Yes.
But I was frustrated. Mm-hmm. So we then go up again. Exactly the same thing happens. This time I fall over and I'm just there. And this little kid skis up to me and goes, excuse me, can you get out of the way? What do you think? I can get out of the way. No, I can't get out of the way. So anyway, I then, you know, get up and the Kate comes down. She's like, oh, look, I mean, you kind of had it. She goes, look, the rest of the group's ready to move up the hill. Maybe you should join George's group over there. To go, like, down a level, even though it was a beginner's class.
Oh, no.
To go down a level.
People with no legs. Just like a toboggan class.
So, I'm like, look, I'll just hang around. And so she's like, so they're all, like, lining
just
up.
Just go to the lodge. Sit in the lodge. Or what have
you,
a drink.
What do you think I did?
Looking amazing.
Looking great. I don't think $100 is wasted.
No way. And well, at least now you know you definitely cannot ski.
Yes, that's right.
And a lot of people don't know.
No.
Like you could spend your whole life not knowing.
Thinking you can, but you can't.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I looked good.
You did. You looked amazing. Mm. And did the others, were they skiing and having a grand old time?
A great old time.
Ah, but
at
you
the
were
end
the
of the day,
first I... one with a bit of a buzz on because you were having a brandy by the fire.
I was driving back to the lodge.
No, you're having a nice cup of tea.
I was. And they said about 50 or 60 times on the way back, thank you for waiting for us.
Well, they're bloody lucky.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.